Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Oh, boy. Rays gonna raise. High tea. Oh! What is going on, everybody? Welcome to Team Profile and Projections, presented to you by SeatGeek. Spring training is in full tilt, and with SeatGeek code JOMBOY preseason, you can get 15% off any order to anything you want, wherever there's a seat. Just make sure you're using SeatGeek. JOMBOY preseason. Go get it. And Trevor, it feels like we just leveled up. Remember when the kids were saying that for a little bit? I just leveled up, bro. I think we've fallen into a potential World Series team for maybe the first time. The Tampa Bay Rays. Always scary in their own ways. They finished 86-76 last year and lost 2-0 to the Guardians in the playoffs. Kind of tough play. Not a lot of offense.
Not a lot of
At the end of those games. So who did the Rays add? They were injured a lot last year. They added Zach Eflin. Led Zeflin 3 years, $40 million. Their biggest free agent contract I think they've ever handed out. Circle back on that in a minute. They've got a bunch of minor league invites, mostly pitchers, because if you're a pitcher, why wouldn't you? Go see what they got for you. Who did they lose? They lost to Klubot, Corey Kluber. Kevin Kiermaier, man, talk about high T. Been a part of that org for so long. He's now in the Great North. Ryan Yarbrough, friend, he's gone. Zunino gone. Nick Anderson, G-Man, JT Shags, Brooks Raley, FireEyes. They lost some guys. They lost some guys, but I think it's going to be more important to see who they got back from injury from last year. Trevor Plouffe, what's that Rays lineup look like? It's always a little funky.
I think, look, we always say the Rays gon' Rays. And people get mad at us who follow the Rays a lot. And they say, you know, get a little more in depth than that. But people, they go Ray. I think that's a perfect way to describe this team. They do things a little bit differently. Except this year, I feel like we got a more traditional type team than we've seen out of the Rays in quite some time. Yandy Diaz, he's going to be there. He signed a 3-year, $24 million deal. Is he going to play third base? Is he going to play first base? It's going to be between him and Isak Paredes. They're going to be manning the corners somewhere. Wander Franco, our guy, he's going to be at shortstop. Need him healthy. Big dog. The best to ever do it. Randy Arozarena will be in left field. B. Lau, stud. He still doesn't get enough credit. Second base. Harold Ramirez, Jake's doppelganger. He'll be a DH. Manny Margot, coach ballgames, oohs and ahs guy. He'll be in the outfield. Christian Betancourt will be behind the dish, and Jose Siri came over from where? Houston?
Yeah.
He'll be manning center field for them. They have some depth pieces. Jonathan Aranda, Vidal Brujan, who Kevin Cash loves. He told me that himself. Francisco Mejia and Taylor Walls. We're bouncing off them Walls in the infield somewhere. So they have a pretty set lineup. A balanced lineup, if you will. And then we get into this rotation, BBD. Usually we're saying five and die for these guys. I don't know if that's going to be the case. It looks like a real deal rotation. Tell us about it.
And you know the Rays pitch, and their rotation begins with Shane McClanahan, Cy Young contender last year. Tyler Glass, now he's back. He gets a normal offseason after getting back in the show by the end of last year. Drew Rasmussen, maybe the nastiest stuff in this group. Zach Eflin comes over. Jeffrey Springs gets a little extension. And Luis Patino, Fleming, Yanni Chirinos is going to be back this year. There's some rotation depth. Shane Boz begins here on the IL, but he's nasty. And then in that bullpen, you know, they're mixing and matching roles, but it's all dudes. Fairbanks, Jason Adam, Jalen Beeks, Sean Armstrong, Colin Poche. They got another, there's another Clevinger. There's Clevingers all over this league. Ryan Thompson, Kevin Kelly, not in my book. Kittredge begins the year on the IL. He's good too.
These Tampa Bay Rays, Trev, you were a part of this organization. You peeled back some of the curtains for us, told them a little bit of their secret sauce. It's kind of, it's almost, what's the, who's the soccer coach? When's that show coming out? Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
A little bit.
Thanks.
It's a little bit of high T meets Ted Lasso. Like, believe in yourself and just go get it. You're really good at throwing this one pitch.
No, it's not Ted Lasso. Kevin Cash, let me tell you right now, it's not Ted Lasso. There's not really a caring bone in that body. It's let's go win, boys. Believe in yourselves. You know, don't be a wuss. That's more of the what they say there.
More of a high T bone there.
Spring 2023.
I don't want anyone to confuse Kevin Cash with Ted Lasso. Please don't.
Scratch it. Brandon Lau. Trev, you mentioned how good he is. He played 65 baseball games last year. Wander Franco, you talked about how good he is. He played 83 baseball games last year. Man, even Kiermaier, I know we talk about losing him. He only played 63 last year. Margot played 89. This team had a pretty real injury bug. That their offense by the end of the season was dead, and it's, you know, part of the reason the Rays... When we say Rays are going to raise, the offense has never been full-blown scary. It's never felt like, you know, 1-9 to get through this Rays lineup. It's no, you're going to run into some matchups. A couple guys are going to have a big years, and that's what they're going to give you on offense. Well, they plan to basically dominate you on the pitching side of the ball, where they had injuries there last year, too. So, I guess, Trev, what's different about this Rays team, or what people picture as a Rays team, McClanahan, Glasnow, Rasmussen, Eflin, Springs. Go look at Rasmussen and Springs stats last year. And that's your 3-5 with Eflin, who they brought in, who felt like he was coming into his own a little bit in Philly. And the Rays don't just throw around three-year deals. And that's where I also, this is just Yankee fandom being blinded by who the Rays have been. Them giving out a bunch of three-years extensions horrifies me. That means for 3 years, they think they have a lane they like. So that scared me a little bit. But I think it starts with the starters, Trev.
Yeah, we got some help on the way. They've always been able to bring guys up, and we know that they can develop, they can scout, they can do all sorts of things. This is a well-run organization. They don't spend like it. I know people aren't going to like that I said that, but this is a well-run organization, okay? Taj Bradley's on his way. But for the first time, I mean, I feel like this is like, I don't have to say Ray is going to Ray. I can just say, hey, they have starting pitching depth. They have a lineup that can go 1-6, maybe even 1-7 before getting down to the bottom. And then you got some guys you can platoon there. So it's more of a traditional team where we know some of these names. We know what these guys can do. We have Wander Franco, who's going to be the anchor there, and they're going to build around this guy. You said 3 years. They gave this guy like 50 years, bro. Yeah. Like, they're going to be competing with this guy year in and year out with your Yanks. So get ready for that. I think we're still going to see Rays going Rays in the bullpen. They know how to mix and match. I don't think we have like traditional type roles really ever. For them out there, Kittredge was kind of closing some games out, but even him, I feel like you just go with the hot hand here. And they have enough guys where they can, you know, between Fairbanks and Adam, and there's guys they can fit in those late innings roles, and they know how to mix and match. I think that's where we're going to see the Rays aspect of it. But as far as the lineup and the starting pitching, I mean, they're just good ball players.
Yeah, and I mentioned the injury bug, which again, you can for every team because it's going to hit every team. Tyler Glasnow, BBD mentioned Rasmussen stuff. I mean, Tyler Glasnow, when he's at his best, and it felt like he was also making a turn before he got hurt, and I know my guy Jimmer Fredette over there, he would mention how he tapped into a third pitch. Glasnow was fastball curve for a while. He added a slider, and the results were going. And he came back just for the end of last season, which... You know, and the Tommy John timeline means he's doing well for this season. I think they're going to be arguably the best 1-2 punch in the game. And Rasmussen and Springs balled out last year. And Eflin, I plan on him doing the same because the Rays, that's where they specialize. I think their pitching has a chance to be really special this year.
The highest projected ERA that Fangraphs has on a starter is 3.79. Like, okay.
And they play the matchup so well between righty and lefty. And what'd you see, Trev? What just got you? Hand up.
You don't see this anywhere, okay? Yeah. Go on Fangraphs roster resource. Go to your favorite team. You raise every single projected pitcher in their on their roster, whether it's a starter or a bullpen, has a projected ERA starting with a 3. Every single one. Now, I know projections aren't everything, and in fact, sometimes I think they're stupid, but it's nice to start your season looking at that. If you're the front office, you look at that, and let me tell you, the front office, they like that.
Oh.
They looking, they like him.
Mm. And by the way, almost everyone in that Rays bullpen has an option, so they will use you, and if you break their 3 ERA rule, they'll bring up the next guy who will get a ton of outs for you, so... They're going to pitch a ton, man, which brings the Rays lineup. Yandy Diaz, all underrated team, balled out last year. The on-base 4, that's not bad. He's been working on his launch angle because he basically does everything else right. Wander Franco, sounds dumb when I say circle that name for that guy, but, you know, he's supposed to be elite $300 million shortstop. He missed half the season. And when he was there, it came back in chunks. It wasn't like, it never felt clean for him last year. Randy, like you mentioned, the best ever. Does he get better? He could. Brandon Lau missed a ton of games last year. Meanwhile, Harold Ramirez was kind of becoming the next Ray. Like you said, me and him haven't been seen in the same room. He's got some hitting numbers. Isak Paredes, they decided to tap into. I think the former Tigers prospect, he had a 3-homer day. When he gets hot, it comes and he punches and bunches, if you will. I'm interested. The Rays lineup, when I said potential World Series team, I think that's what decides it. I think this team will be hunting a playoff berth, and I think most likely having a playoff berth. I think where their lineup will land will decide what they can do this year, because I think everything else is going to be there.
88.5 is the number.
Whoa.
I'm going to go right now. So I'm going to give them 80 wins. And then I'm going to give them a win for every single ab that Tyler Glasnow has on his body. That's 12. So 92 wins. I'm going over. I like this team a lot. I like they're going a more traditional route with their starters. I'm hoping that means a little bit less pressure on the bullpen, which is always good. I believe in the lineup. I like the energy that this team can play with, the don't give a fuck attitude that they do it with. Hopefully that continues as they're losing some of these guys, like a Kiermaier, who was the heart and soul of that organization for quite some time. I think they're going to be able to carry it on. I think that might be a cash thing now. Get these guys going, find out who the leaders are in the clubhouse that can continue that way and do it. It's a very, very good baseball team.
They had some moments last year. The other thing that felt different about them, and I'm not sure where the numbers landed on it. Normally the other thing when we say, you know, they're going to raise you, their defense was normally top notch. And maybe it was a small sample. Maybe it was just when I was watching them last year, it didn't feel that level. They still have the guys. I mean, their outfield, of Margo, Siri, and Randy, they can get to anything. You know, if Wander can lock down shortstop and be there, I think that can be a difference maker. Taylor Walls, wherever he is on the field, my goodness. If that guy can have an OPS that starts with a 6, he's like a 3-war player. That dude on defense is special to watch. And who else steps up? You mentioned Brujan. You know there's going to be young guys. We were talking about, I think Josh Lowe was going to be their starting outfielder last year, and Rays fans were mad. I was like, he's a rookie, like, let's see. And he ended up having a tougher year. Maybe this is the year. I don't know. There will be opportunities to be had on offense, and I'm kind of with you, Trev. When I look at this Rays team and what that rotation and bullpen can be, 88 wins. I'll take the over. I know the AL East is tough. I know they're playing less games in the AL East. I'm in on the Rays this year. I think they won 86, and they had a very under-the-radar, horrible year with injuries and just the flow of the season. And this is a little, again, jakey with it, but them handing out those three-year extensions, they know they've got something for 3 years, and that scares me.
Jimmer?
Jimmy's also on the over. Ray's gonna
that scares
Ray.
Me.
East teams are over.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if you got a plan, stick with it.
Hey, change your uniforms while you're at it, Rays. That's my last piece of advice to you. Let's get an update, like a nice update.
Breakout. Who's going to be the breakout guy in the Rays pen? Kevin Kelly, is that one we don't know? Sure.
Sure.
All-star. 0-8
ERA. Is the music going? I can't tell.
Not yet. About to. Yep.
Our first World Series capable team is the Rays?
Luis Patino's 23.
Yes. Ooh. I got a lot of his baseball. This team used to have Joe Ryan on it.
Ben Heller.
Whoa. They'll enjoy him.
Kevin Cash, not Ted Lasso.
Not Ted Lasso. We found out. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.